Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the 13th chapter, notice this, 13 and 1, just giving us some more examples of this. We're about to go into more detail, but I want it well established in the Scripture. How many can see this is different language, isn't it, than saying it seemed like or I perceived? 13:1, there were in the church, there was at Antioch certain prophets. So again, here's some prophets. And teachers, and Barnabas, and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manion, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted. Now here's some good instructions on hearing from God more. Take some time. How many know it takes more than 30 minutes to fast? You can't say I fasted 30 minutes. I fasted an hour between breakfast and snack. You didn't fast. You're going to have to miss at least a meal or two to say you fasted. And they weren't just skipping a meal, doing nothing. They're ministering to the Lord. They're praising Him and worshiping Him and waiting on Him. It took some time. Can you see? There's at least a few hours involved in this. This is one of the reasons I'm convinced a lot of folks not hearing more from the Lord. Too busy. Don't take enough time. And while they were doing that, the Holy Ghost, ghost is an old English word, it's the word spirit. The Holy Spirit said, does He speak?
Yes.
Is He real?
Yes.
Does He speak?
Yes.
He does.
Yes,
He does. He spoke and He said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. This is no perception.
Amen. Right.
This is what He actually said, quoting Him verbatim. Now, go with me, please, to the book of Samuel. Samuel, the 3rd chapter. We're going to read a few verses. 1 Samuel 3, verse 1. As the child Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the child. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Somebody say the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord.
Now you'll find that this is the Old Testament equivalent of what we were just reading, the Spirit said in the New Testament. In the complete Jewish Bible translation, it says it like this. The child, Shemuel, continued ministering to Adonai under Eli's direction. Now in those days, Adonai rarely spoke and visions were few. This is because of the backslidden condition of His people. We spent quite a bit of time in the beginning of this series talking about that the focus should not be on trying to get God to speak. We saw 7 times in Revelation 2 and 3 where it kept saying, he that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. God is speaking.
Yes.
If you have ears to hear it.
Yes.
If you want to hear it.
Yes.
If you're willing to do it. What makes a hearing ear? It's a willing heart. It's a condition of heart that makes the ear able to hear. There's a whole lot of people on the planet. They don't see God at all. As far as they're concerned, there is no God. There's no proof of God. And yet Romans tells us that evidence of God is everywhere. His eternal power and glory, even the Godhead, The mystery of the Godhead is clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. If you got eyes to see it, you can see God in every flower, every tree, every bird, every fish. He's there. And if you can't see Him, it's not because there's nothing to see. It's because you have eyes that are blind. You have closed your eyes. You don't want to see it. And the same thing is true with ears. It's not a matter that you can't get God to speak to you. It's a matter of having an ear to hear it. And when your heart is adjusted, all at once, you start hearing things you never heard before. Glory to God. Now keep reading. It talks about the word of the Lord. Precious, rare, and no open visions. I guess they had gone months and years, and you didn't hear the word of the Lord. You didn't hear about some man of God or woman having a vision. This is because of a backslidden condition in the nation. Keep reading. It came to pass at that time Eli was laid down in the place, and his eyes began to wax dim. He was older, and his vision wasn't that good. Verse 3. Before the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, Samuel was laid down to sleep. He's young. And the Lord called. Samuel? Who called? And Samuel answered. He said, I'm here. And he ran to Eli. He's a young boy. He ran to Eli and he said, I'm here. You called me. And he said, I didn't call you. Go lay down. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again. Samuel, we just got through reading. He knows us by name. Didn't we read that? Does he know your name? Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli. He said, I'm here because you did call me. He said, I didn't call you, son. Lay down. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. He didn't have experience of dealings with of the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. This is communication of the Lord, but it's more authoritative. And you'll see this more in the ministry of the prophet than you do in just everybody through the body, but it's not confined or limited to the prophet's ministry. He arose, the Lord called Samuel the third time. Samuel, he got up and went to Eli. He said, here I am, you called me. You called me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Now let's just stop right here. Was this voice real to Samuel?
Yes.
He heard it just like Eli was calling him from the next room. This is no perception. This is no seems like. But Eli must not have heard it at all. There's no indication. He has no inkling. He keeps telling him, no, nobody's calling you, boy. Go lay down. So the Lord speaks to people at times, and they hear it like somebody else in the room. But anybody else there at the time might not hear a thing. Doesn't mean he didn't speak. Doesn't mean they didn't hear it. He arose and went to Eli and he said, here I am, because you did call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. He used to speak. Does he still speak? We just we started out reading in the book of Acts. That's New Testament, right? He still speaks. He hadn't changed. Eli said to Samuel, and take heed to this. We need instructions in spiritual things. People think some of these things are strange because they haven't personally experienced it or because they hadn't heard much of it. But a lot of it's because of a carnality and a dullness that spread all through the body and the nation. Amen. And here we see young Samuel needed some instruction on how to respond to the Lord. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, "Go lay down, and it shall be if he calls you that you say this, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Do we need to respond to him? There are numerous scriptures that indicate we do. You remember in the book of Revelation, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will what? Open the door." Do you have to respond? If you draw near to me, he said, "I'll draw near to you." You have to respond. I'm well convinced there's some things sometimes folks have missed because we didn't respond. Yes. Amen. I said, "Well, he's God. If he got something to tell me, why don't he tell me?" Why don't you lose the attitude? Yeah. And show some submission and remember who God is.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
The truth is, if you don't want to hear it, he's not going to push it off on you.
Amen. Amen.
The reason he's calling his name to start with is because he knows his heart. And it's his call, and it's part of his call and destiny. But Samuel needs to respond. Said out loud, "Lord, teach me how to respond." Hallelujah. I'm willing to respond to you. Here's something you can quote right out of the Bible. "Speak, for your servant hears." Well, there's a lot of things said in that one phrase. I'm acknowledging that you're God. I'm acknowledging you're real and you're talking to me. I'm acknowledging and I'm willing to hear whatever you want to tell me. And I'm willing to do whatever you're going to tell me to do before I hear it. This is in perfect agreement with John 7:17. King James says, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine." Several other translations say it like this: "If any man wills to do his will, he will know, he will find out, he will discover." But sometimes people say, "Well, tell me and I'll let you know if I'll do it." Oh no, that doesn't work with God. You got to be willing to do it before you hear what it is. Or there's no faith involved, there's no submission involved. And there's a bunch of defiant world out there, isn't it, that prove to me there's a God and I'll believe. Well, you can die in your unbelief because that's not the way he works. He reveals himself to those who believe in him. And actually, the scripture said he hides himself from others. So he's both a God who hides himself and a God who reveals himself.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, "My Sheep Hear My Voice," you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.